Ephesians is a letter written to Gentiles who had become Christians. And I think most of us are of Gentile background. That really isn't a major issue. The only reason for mentioning it is there are two categories of people, the Jews and Gentiles, naturally. And the Jewish people were God's Old Testament people, and in their day, they knew God as he had made himself known in those days. And the Gentiles never did, us Gentiles. Well, when the Lord Jesus came, his own people, as you know, rejected him, and so they had every advantage, but still refused the Lord. But us Gentiles, we didn't have any of those advantages, and I guess most Gentiles have rejected him as well. But when it came to Ephesus, that was primarily Gentiles that, in hearing the gospel, believed and were saved, and now they were, I suppose, drifting back to their more natural ways in some respect. And so this letter was written. The first half sets forth our great God in all his glories, the first three chapters. And the importance of that is that God created man in his own image and likeness. He created us to represent him, as it were. An image of something isn't the actual person, but it's or whatever it is that it's an image of, but it does make known what is being imaged. And that's what we were supposed to do, mankind, and show forth something of the glory of our great God. But you know the story, that first man, Adam, he chose to believe a lie rather than the truth. And so man fell into sin, and then he reproduced himself, and here we are, by natural birth. Well, this morning as we read through, these people were of Gentile background, but they were believers. And in verse 24, it says that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And here we have the believer. We have left our Gentile origins. Well, that's probably a bad way of saying it. We died in Christ, with Christ, and were made alive in Christ with eternal life. And that's the distinction that he's making. The Lord Jesus is the second man. He's the last Adam. And he is the man who truly glorified God his Father. And you might remember that by birth, he was conceived by the Spirit in Mary's womb. No seed of Adam, the first man that produced him. And so he was alive in the Spirit from the very beginning. Having said that, he was a man just like every one of us, in every way except for sin. Here was a man who was not dying because he had already died in sin. Here was a man who was alive in the Spirit, and spent his entire lifetime on earth living rather than dying. It was not for him, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. He came to do his Father's will. His Father is the living God, and he is the human example of everything that is important for believers in Christ. And so I guess I should have read 23. It said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, born of the Spirit. That's the difference, you see. Our death was born by Christ, and even that death couldn't hold him. He had no sin of his own. That's the major difference. And so we have these two men. By nature, we are Adam the first. By new birth, we are the last Adam, the life of Christ within us. And so he says, put on that new man, which after God has created in righteousness and holiness. The Lord Jesus, in his earthly humanity, in fact, in his humanity of any time throughout the rest of eternity, he is man as God intended him to be. On this earth, having been born of the woman, he suffered every possible temptation. Every temptation that you or I have ever suffered, and yet he never sinned. He never yielded to those temptations. This was man. I'd say he was man just like us, but he was more truly man than we are because he had no sin. He is man as God created him to be, intended him to be, and would have us to be. And the main difference is the first man believed the lie, refused to believe God. The Lord Jesus, the second man, the last Adam, believed God, rejected the lie and the liar. And so he walked in the ways of the Spirit of God. He walked in according to his Father's will, and he's exhorting us to do that very same thing. Created in righteousness. It wasn't right for the first.